Actually, I'm going to call this High on Life.
Okay? That end, or
this end? High on Life. Okay?
Family friendly.
I was between jobs and had gone to Georgia to stay with my brother for a while.
Introduce yourself first.
He knows who I am.
Okay, okay.
I didn't have a job, and I went down there about 20 years old. Went down to Chickamauga, Georgia, to stay with my big brother Jimmy and his wife for a while. And at the time, I had a 1979 Jeep Cherokee, four-wheel drive. Loved it. I always went four-wheeling in it, went out in the woods. Well, I was down in Georgia, and then one day, I decided to, Chickamauga, just across the county, state line, I decided to drive up to Chattanooga to see my nephew, Eddie. Now, Eddie was a motocross racer, motorcycle. And I drove up going to see him. I went to his house. He wasn't home. They said he's out riding his bike somewhere. So I drove from his house down on Lee Highway in Chattanooga. And just off Lee Highway on the left side, they'd been doing some major excavation, going to put a big shopping center in. And they'd bulldozed the mountain. Half the mountain was bulldozed off. Big, tall mountain. And I looked over there, and there's people, motorbikes running all over the place, having a big time. People, four-wheel drives, driving around. And I noticed some people was actually climbing that mountain with their vehicle. Well, I whipped in there, and I asked a few. I said, y'all seen my nephew, Eddie Perry? No, we ain't seen him around today. I said, all right. I sat there and I watched and I noticed that one path went up the side of the mountain, bald-faced mountain. Dirt is all it was, straight up. There was people driving up it in their Jeeps and their motorcycles. I thought, well, I can do that. That looks like fun. So, I drove up to the bottom of that mountain where the path was that led up the top. And I got my Jeep in high gear, and I punched it good, and here I go up that hill. Oh, I was climbing that hill. It was a long way up there, too. I got about 90% to the top, and I started spinning, and it wasn't going no further. My wheel's spinning. Now, this is a long way from the bottom, and I just stopped and shoved my brake down. And it stopped on that hillside. I'm looking straight up at the sky. I'd gone so far up the hill, I couldn't back down it, though. It was too far to come back down. I got to lose control of it. And I couldn't go any farther up the hill. I become intensely scared. I never will forget or remember to this day my thought that I had at that very instance when I stopped my Jeep on that side of the hillside looking up at the sky. My thought was, Daddy, come get me. I wanted my daddy to come and pluck me off of that hill right then because I was staring certain death in the face. I didn't know what to do. I couldn't go up no more, and I sure couldn't back down it. I sat there with my foot firmly on that brake, almost punching it through the floorboard. I didn't want to move anymore. Well, I knew I couldn't go straight up no more, so I decided to do a brilliant move. I thought, well, I'll go sideways. I'll drive sideways because the top of the hill is a little closer over here on the left, but I had to go across diagonally to get to it. So I turned my front wheels, got it started across there. Well, the path that I was going up the mountain with was beat down hard. But you get off that path, it's loose dirt. As soon as I started driving sideways, my Jeep started sliding sideways. It started sliding down the hill. It slid about 5 feet and then stopped and reared up on two wheels sideways and then sit back down. That was horrifying to me. I try to inch it a little bit further. Every time I inched it, it'd slide down the hill sideways. Now I'm sideways on that hill, almost to the point of no return of turning over. Now I'm really Everybody's scared. They know what to do. Unbeknownst to me, there's a crowd forming down there on the bottom, watching me. They thought they was going to see a good wreck that day. They thought they was going to see a Jeep Cherokee tumble end over end off that mountain slope. There's a crowd up on top, people too. People already drove up on top. They done drove up on top. They was up on top. They was looking down on me. They thought they was going to see a mighty good wreck that day. I shut my engine off, put it in park, and I crawled up the seat and pushed up on my passenger door because I was sideways. Opened that door and crawled out of that Jeep onto the bank. And then I crawled the rest of the way up the hill. It was about 15, 20 feet to the top. I crawled up to the top. I was shaking. And down at the bottom, like I said, there's cars stopping everywhere watching this. Well, there's some boys up on top of the hill and they're four-wheel drive. One old boy said, "Don't worry, buddy. I'll get you out of there. I'll get you out of the mess." He slid on his bottom. He got down on his bottom. He slid down to my Jeep. Got in my Jeep. Two or three other guys went with him, and they climbed on the side of my Jeep to hold it down so it wouldn't turn over. That's how steep it was. These guys laid on the side of my Jeep to hold it down so it wouldn't turn over. The other guy climbed inside, cranked it up, put it in drive, and tried to drive it up to the top of the hill. As soon as he moved, it started sliding down the hill some more. And even with those boys on the side holding it down, it reared up again and then sit back down. He shut the motor off and crawled out. They all crawled back up on the top of the hill. He said, "I ain't getting back in it." He said, "That's just a coffin. That's a coffin on wheels. I'm not getting back in that thing." Because I said something like, "You're telling me I was in it a while ago." We didn't know what we was going to do. But we looked way down there at the foot of the hill. There's a brand new CJ7 Jeep with a winch on it. So one of my friends I'd met up on top, he drove his truck down to the bottom down there and asked that boy to come up and pull me up, and he wouldn't do it. Said he just bought that Jeep brand new, didn't want to get it dirty. So that didn't work. So we all stood around talking about what we're going to do. Finally, they come up with an idea. They decided to hook two or three of their trucks together with tow ropes and then run a real long tow rope down to my Jeep. And all of them pulled me up. Sounded like a good idea to me. That's what they done. They hooked three trucks, because at the top of the hill where we were is level. Or at the top of the mountain is level. They hooked three pickup trucks, tow ropes together, and then ran a real long rope over the hill down to my knee. They hooked that tow rope on the underneath of my leaf spring on the front of that Jeep. They said, "Now who's going to get in that Jeep down there?" And it's probably the first time in my life, and maybe the only time in my life. It's still going. Maybe the only time in my life that I manned up. I said, "It's my Jeep. I'll go down with the ship." I scooted on my bottom down to the Jeep. I crawled in it, cranked it up. One of the boys standing on top of the hill is going to give me the go sign. They're going to pour the steam on up on there. I'm going to pour the steam down here. We're going to drag me up. So I'm looking out my window. I cranked mine up. I never will forget. It took my Jeep kept dying on me because it's sideways. The fuel pump wasn't picking up the gas. So I was having a dickin' time keeping the motor running. I cranked it up. I put it in drive. They gave me the go sign, and I gave the gas to it. They shot the gas to their trucks. And here we go. They started dragging me up the hill, and they hadn't got me 5 feet, and my rope broke. And when my rope broke, my whole Jeep just started sliding down the hills just as fast as you can go, sideways. I knew right then I was dead. I knew that was the end of my life. And it slid all the way down about 30 feet down the bald face of that mountain. Fortunately, it got turned downhill a little ways, so it wasn't totally sideways, so it didn't turn over. It got a little catty corner. It came to a stop. I know, well, that was close. So they brought that rope back down to me, hooked me up again. Run it back up there, double hooked me this time. And this time, when they gave me the go sign, I turned my wheels up the hill. I threw the gas to it. They threw the gas to it. And it worked, and they started dragging me up the side of that hill. I mean, they was going full steam ahead, and I was too. We come up over the edge. I come up over the edge, top of that hill. I went airborne in my Jeep. This is a big Jeep now, Cherokee. I come up over that. I went airborne and bounced and came to rest. I piled out of that and rolled on the ground, laughing and clapping. Everybody's applauding. The crowd down below was applauding. You know. We made it. I made it. Didn't die. That night, I ended up going back home to my brother's house. That's who I stayed with. I'm one, I don't ever tell what goes on in my life like that, especially when I do stupid things. So I went home that night. Me and my brother and his wife were sitting at the dinner table, having a bite to eat. And it's about 7 or 8 o'clock at night. My brother looked at me and said, "About killed you fool set today, didn't you?" Shocked the daylights out of me. I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "I seen where you jeeped on the hill." I said, "What?" He said, "It was on TV. Channel 3 TV out of Chattanooga dispatched a crew out there to video me on the hillside, also thinking they're going to get some good pictures of a big wreck. And at the end of their newscast, as a human interest story, at the end of the newscast that night, they ran some video of me stuck on the hill and talked about this fool stuck up on the hill. And my brother saw it and said, "That's Tony's Jeep." He knew about it already. And I said, "Yeah." I said, "I like to kill my fool set today." He said, "That'll teach you." I said, "No, probably won't. I'll do it again." That was the closest to that time in my life that I'd ever come to facing death. You know, I knew I was going to die. I knew that Jeep was going to tumble at the bottom and kill me. But it didn't. Obviously, I didn't die. I was high on life. I got a funny ending.
That's right.
While we're sitting up there on the mountaintop celebrating my victory of not dying that day, I heard in the distance what sounded like a lawnmower motor just about. And we all looked over the edge of that mountaintop where we were sitting up on. And right where I was trying to come up over the top on that path, popped up an AMC American Motors Eagle car.
Car?
A car, a little bitty car, drove up the same way I tried to drive up. He made it, and he came right up, and he popped up over the top of that, and I never felt so embarrassed in my life. That AMC Eagle, four-wheel drive car is what it was. Later, I found out the reason I didn't make it up the hill was my Jeep Cherokee was had a switch in the glove box, and it was called all-wheel drive switch, and it really is what put it in four-wheel drive. Now, it was always in four-wheel drive, always, but it was slip differential. They would slip. But when you turn that switch, it locked all the wheels solid to each other. One wouldn't turn without the other. All four. I had failed to reach in my glove box and turn, it's called emergency drive, turn that switch on, which locked all four wheels to, had I done that, I'd have made it right up the mountain, no problem. But because I didn't, some of my wheels were spinning and some weren't. That's what got me stuck on the hill. Had I had all fours locked in, it'd have crawled up there no problem. But to see that little AMC Eagle four-wheel drive car pop up over the edge of that, I was so embarrassed. Four-wheel drive car. It didn't even have... I had knobby tires. He didn't have, he had regular street tires. I had big old knobby tires. They lied and lied and laughed at me. Those people up on the hill did. I declare, my best estimation, I bet there was 200 or 300 people gathered down the Lee Highway and off the highway watching this unfold. They just knew my Jeep with me was going to tumble to my death, and they wanted to see that firsthand. So that's it. That AMC Eagle. I climbed hills after that too, but nothing like that. That taught me a lesson. Because you get, you should never climb a hill where you get so far you can't turn around. If you get in a bad place, the only thing you're going to do is roll off of it, end over end. Don't do that. No. Don't do that. That's dangerous. I've climbed a bunch of hills since then, but they're short hills. I can either back down or go on, you know. That's when I like doing my four-wheeling. Me and Bob Stetzel used to four-wheel a lot. He had a little CJ5. Funny story with Bob and me. I had a Jeep Cherokee, big, long. You know how big they are. Bob had a little CJ5, ragtop Jeep. And we used to go four-wheeling up there in Morgan County. And we'd go down to the Nemo River. Devil's Breakfast Table is where it's located. We went down there one day, four-wheeling. We drove all day through the woods getting down there. Finally, we went down all the way down the mountain to the Nemo River. We get down there. There's a perfectly good bridge goes across that river, but we didn't take it. We decided to drive across the river. Well, Bob went first. Now, there's a bunch of kayakers putting kayaks in down the river. They're going to go up river, have a little fun. They're watching me and Bob. Bob takes his little Jeep. He drops off in the water, heads across the river. Halfway out, he starts flooding out. His motor starts flooding. He had to turn around and drive back out. I said, watch this. You watch this, Bob. My Jeep had an electronic ignition in it. It didn't have any way for water to get into the points of the distributor. Sealed. I dropped my Jeep Cherokee in that river. I headed across the river. I put the pedal in the metal. I wouldn't let it up. Got almost all the way across before finally the front end finally did dive down underwater. I mean, the front end just went right underwater, but I didn't let up. I kept the pedal, and sure enough, I was only underwater a little bit in front. It come up on the bank on the other side, and I drove out of the water, drove up on the road. Yeah. I drove back across the bridge where Bob was sitting. I was proud. Them kayakers clapping for me. Yeah. I come back, shut my motor off. Me and Bob sitting there. I'm bragging on me going across the river. Shaming Bob. Got ready to go. Bob said, let's get out of here. So we're getting ready to crank up and head up the mountain back to Wartburg. He cranked his Jeep up, took off out. I cranked my Jeep up, put it in drive. Wouldn't go nowhere. Put it in reverse, wouldn't go nowhere. Just revved up. Ying! I couldn't go anywhere. Transmission shot. I sat there a good 5 minutes before he realized I wasn't behind him. He come back down to me. He says, now what's wrong? I said, my transmission shot. You've got to be kidding me, he said. And I said, no. All right, so he hooked his Jeep onto mine. Little bitty Jeep he had. And he starts dragging my Jeep and me out of there, up the mountain, on the road. And we got about halfway up the mountain, and his Jeep started overheating on him. It's too much tugging me. Well, he stopped and let go. He detached himself from me and drove his Jeep down off the hill to get take on water. He's out of water. So he drove his Jeep down to the foot of the hill there to get some water. He come back up. hooked back on to me. He said, "You never guess who I seen down at the foot of the hill getting water." I said, "Who?" He said, "Those kayakers. They was just now getting up to that point." He said, I told him, I said, "You ain't gonna believe what I'm having to do. Maybe that boy, I'm having to tow his butt out of here with my little Jeep. He ain't got no transmission." They laughed, he said. They laughed at you good. Well, he hooked back onto me. He hooked back onto me and drove me all the way to Wartburg. What had happened? We'd been driving all day long and heating our vehicles up. And our motors and transmission was steaming hot. When we got down the river, my transmission motor steaming hot. When I dropped off in the water, the seals on my transmissions swelled from being hot. They swelled up and they sucked water right into the transmission. As soon as I dropped in the water, it sucked it and ruined all the clutches. I had an automatic, he had straight shift. And it just ruined my transmission. I had to have it. I come back home. I lived in Wartburg at the time. I got somebody over there to fix my transmission. I moved back to Crossville in a few months, work at a radio station here. Still have my Jeep. And dang if the forward gears didn't go out in it. My front gears drive. Reverse worked fine. Drive didn't work. I lived over here on Prentice Street. Worked at the radio station. Well, I didn't have $600 to get my transmission fixed. I drove for 3 weeks backwards everywhere I went. I drove that Jeep Cherokee backwards everywhere I went. Now, granted, from my house to the radio station was a back road. No problem. Well, then I would take some back roads. I never got out on the main highway, of course, but I took back roads in town here. I drove over to Wendy's. I drove backwards through drive-through services. And people looked at me funny when I come up to the window. I was on the wrong side of the truck. I drove backwards for 3 weeks in that Jeep Cherokee to work, McDonald's, anywhere I could go on the back roads. I drove in reverse until Marlow Motor Company finally agreed that they'd fix my transmission on payments. Again, it's going to cost $600. And they agreed to fix it, and they fixed it. But I drove backwards for 3 weeks. People look at me funny, especially the drive-through windows. I pull up there. Have to roll my passenger window down. Hand me my food through it. And then I continue. They would stick their heads out of the restaurant drive-thru window and watch me leave. Because they couldn't believe it. They said, "Look at that nut." I've done some crazy things in my life. Crazy things.